In 1924, Vic Fischer was born in Berlin, Germany, as a citizen of both the U.S. and Russia. That complicated worldly start in life offers a small glimpse into the extraordinary childhood of one of Alaska's most loved statesmen. Fischer tells the fascinating story of his early life, which includes escaping from both Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia, in his new autobiography, To Russia with Love, An Alaskan's Journey. The book, co-written with Charles Woolforth, also explores how Fischer ended up in Alaska and became one of the youngest delegates to Alaska's Constitutional Convention. Fischer also worked as a city planner, a state senator, and a professor, among other things. His mother was Russian and his father a famous American journalist and author. Fischer spent a lot of his childhood in Russia, but in 1939, under Stalin's brutal dictatorship, his mother was working to get the family out of the country.
My mother could not get permission to leave Russia, and things got very desperate. She was being interrogated by the KGB, and they wanted her to become a spy if she were allowed to come to America, and she refused. And then my father, in desperation, asked Mrs. Roosevelt for help. He had met her in connection with his Spanish involvements. And she invited him to the White House, and they talked, and she then talked to President Roosevelt, and within 2 or 3 weeks, we were out of the country.
And where did you go initially when you first left?
We initially went to New York, and I finished high school in New York. And in the meantime, my mother moved to Pennsylvania, and that became my base of operations while I was in the U.S. Army during World War II.
What did the next 10 years, when you got to America, to New York, you were 14 years old, what did that next decade bring?
Well, the next decade got me to finish high school. I went to University of Wisconsin, enlisted in the Army during the first semester there, served 3 years in the military, was in France, Germany, and then redeployed to the Philippines and the Pacific toward the end of the war there, and then went back to Wisconsin, finished my undergraduate education, and got a graduate degree in city planning, which was my chosen field.
It sounds as if your dad was fairly absent from your early life. Why was that, and how do you think that shaped who you become?
Part of writing this book was really learning more about my parents and about myself and relations with my parents, and I realized the extent to which my father was absent. He did a lot of traveling. When he was home in Moscow, I remember he worked very hard. He wrote many books aside from being a journalist and a reporter, and so he was always, you might say, almost tense in his commitment to writing. And so as kids, we were to be quiet. And we lived in one room in a decrepit place. And so there were physical constraints on life. He was just not much of a father. He was just, unlike my mother, who was all heart, he was just a much more severe, highly disciplined person.
And do you think that those two kind of opposing personalities of your parents, how did they come together in Vic Fischer?
Well, my brother and I were overheard talking when we were about 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And my brother George was telling me in response to some complaint I had. He explained to me that, well, the difference between us is that I was born by Papa and you were born by Mama. And so, and he had a very good analysis there, because I was much more like our mother, sort of much more relaxed, more personable. My brother was very driven, and he wanted to operate in a high level of activity and in politics and everything that he touched, whereas I was the easygoing, lovable and loving kid. So that's really, I'm sure I got it more from my mother than from my father.
Here you are in New York first, the epitome of a large city in the U.S., and going to college in Wisconsin, Madison, I assume. And then you decide to come to Alaska. How did you choose Alaska, especially for a man who wants to be a city planner in a place that is fairly devoid of cities in 1950?
Well, these were really not very connected, the planning and the desire to come to Alaska. I was going on a troop ship during World War II across the Atlantic, and there was a ship's library, and I was in contemplating what professional pursuit to follow after the war. I thought of architecture. I had started off in electrical engineering, which was dear to my young heart. And then I started thinking of architecture that would have more of a social connection, social purpose of dealing with people. And then I discovered the field of city planning, and I thought, oh, well, this is sort of my mechanical, technical aptitudes connecting with my social commitments. And so I decided on city planning. Concurrently, I was thinking about where in the States I would go, and I had enjoyed going from New York and Pennsylvania, going west, all the way west to Wisconsin. And so I started thinking, well, maybe further west. And the ship's library had a series of books on various states and territories, and I read about Oregon and Washington and Idaho and other western states. And then I discovered I can go further west to Alaska and north. And as kids, we were always thinking in terms of being pioneers in Siberia. And here was this pioneering country, Alaska. And I read a whole book on Alaska, and I thought, wow, this is what I want to do. So the two were not directly connected, but there were parallel paths, and then they came together.
Vic Fisher has a new autobiography called To Russia with Love, An Alaskan's Journey, written with Charles Woolforth. They will celebrate the book's publishing with a book launch at the Consortium Library at UAA tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m.